Electronics. Like it. Bryce Butler is there, Valero?
Yes, he is.
All right. Gonna head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline because all anybody wants to talk about is the Dolphins' victory. And usually we bring on Dolphins on Friday, but hell, we'll talk to them all week long after that.
That's a big win.
He's one of the heroes, right? From Sunday, caught a 22-yard touchdown pass from Ryan Tannehill. Bryce Butler, wide receiver. He's been in the league 6 seasons. Dolphins only signed him a couple weeks ago, though, during the bye week in November.
That's impressive, too.
Right? To get in there and make an impact against the rival.
Yes. That was big, man. To come in, learn the playbook, get the trust in your coaches to be able to play this early, that's huge.
Let me remind everybody on behalf of the Dolphins, Miami Dolphins are cancer fighters in all forms and have teamed up with Love Your Melon to celebrate pediatric cancer research. Fans can show their support by purchasing a ticket to the Dolphins-Jags game on December 23rd. Is that the last home game? That's the only remaining home game?
The Jaguars, yes. Yep.
Dolphins-Jags, December 23rd, limited edition, co-branded Miami Dolphins Love Your Melon Beanie. Love Your Melon is an apparel brand dedicated to giving a hat to every child battling cancer in America. And Bryce Butler is here. Hello, Bryce.
What's going on?
Can you get a sense, because you're fairly new to the Dolphins, can you get a sense of the rivalry as, you know, you've only been here probably less than a month. Like, did you, like, going into the game against New England, can you get a sense of that rivalry, or it's just another game because you haven't really lived it very long?
You know, you can get a sense, a huge sense. You know, everybody's talking about it during the week. You know, you can see our players are, you know, getting upset and just thinking about, you know, Tom Brady or Gronkowski or Julian Edelman. You know, you see guys' faces turn and stuff like that. So you get a sense of it. You know, I just got here. You know, that was my third game. So going into the week, I only had played 2 games with the team, but I was really excited and jacked to play against them because I haven't physically been on the field as a receiver playing against the Patriots in my career. Like, I played them twice. The second time we played them, when I was in Dallas in 2015, I was hurt. And then the first time I played them, I was in Oakland in 14, and I just was playing special teams at the time. So, I was just jacked up because I was like, I haven't played against these dudes, and I gotta make something happen, you know. So you can sense it. You can definitely sense it. Now I had a little bit more of a, just like, you know, it's time to get it going because I want to get a chance to, you know, get a crack at him and make some plays against him.
You did. I mean, that's a pretty good start against the rival. Before we talk about the miraculous victory and whatnot, take us through your touchdown on Sunday. How did that feel? You see the ball coming at you? Like, how does that feel?
You know, it kind of hurt because I landed on the ball. when I got up, if you see the celebration, I didn't really do anything, and it wasn't because I didn't want to. It was just because my freaking stomach was hurting because I knocked the wind out of myself with the ball. So like I was trying to see if I can get it to go away so I could do something, but I couldn't. So I was like, you know what? Let me just turn around and, you know, high five all my guys.
And bro,
but it was cool. It was cool. It was a little post corner concept. You know, I'm running the post, the tight end's running the corner, and in the pre-snap read, I knew it was quarters coverage, so I knew the safety would take the tight end. So I knew I was pretty much one-on-one with the middle of the field being pretty much wide open in the red zone. So all it is then is just a pitch and catch. I just have to make the catch. Good ball by him.
And, Bryce, we talked about that on your way in, man. You've been with the team less than a month. Like, is it as impressive as we're making it that you're getting in, you're making an impact on wins, only being with a team for 3 weeks, learning the playbook, understanding what they want out of each coverage, I mean, what they want out of each play versus the coverages? Is that a big deal, or is that what you do?
You know, I'm not going to say it's not a big deal. It is a big deal. I mean, a lot of teams, a lot of players, it's hard for guys to go to a new team and learn their stuff quick. I'm kind of like, I kind of came into a really good situation. And what I mean by that is Coach Gase and Coach McCoy worked together in Denver. And they had pretty similar playbooks. And I was with McCoy during spring and training camp with the Cardinals. So the offense is really similar. Like, there's a lot of things that are different, but, I mean, it's just really – terminology. You know, a lot of the routes are the same, but it's just like we call it tomato and they call it tomato. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like that's really the only difference, really. So kind of, you know, coming in, I was in a really good situation because I was like, you know, a lot of this stuff is just kind of like I just have to refresh it. You know, obviously I went back to Dallas and I was in that offensive system, which is totally different, but I have a pretty decent memory. And so like when I got to Miami, you know, Gase was telling me like, hey, like a lot of our stuff is similar to McCoy. Like if you know, if it was easy for you to catch it then, like it shouldn't be too hard for you to catch it or whatever. So like when I started, you know, going over the stuff with Coach Johnson, I was like, oh yeah, like this shouldn't be too hard, you know, to, you know, figure out. So yeah, I mean, they were able to plug me in a lot quick, you know, and I'm playing Z and X. I'm not just playing one position. Like they had me playing two different positions, which is, you know, some guys are on the same offense for years and they don't know the position that they're supposed to play. So, I don't know. It's kind of hard. It's not easy, but I've been in this offense before. So it's not as hard as you might think it is for me.
Bryce Butler is with us, Dolphins wide receiver. Big touchdown on Sunday, and then the game ends on the miracle, the Miami miracle, as people are calling it. So how are you watching the final play, and when do you realize that Kenyon Drake is going to take it to the house?
Oh, man, that's great. First of all, shout out to my dog KD. He's from Georgia like me. Georgia Clay runs in the bone. But, like, yeah, I'm standing there and, you know, I guess we got the kickoff return. Blige returned it or whatever. As we planned it, he put it right in the middle of the field on the left hash. And I just remember, like, you know, a lot of guys were upset. I'm like, bro, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we'll be all right. Like, we got this last play and we got to see, you know, it's not over yet. You know, and Coach Dow, our offensive coordinator, he was just saying, like, you know, the game's not over until the clock hits zero. And I've always been one of those guys to where unless, like, we're just getting beat by 21 in that moment, like, I'm like, you never know what can happen. Like, I've seen Aaron Rodgers do some incredible things against me who has in Dallas. So I'll never count a team out, especially if they're in, you know, within a one-score game. And I'll never count it out. So I was just watching. I think I was on the 30-yard line. Who caught the ball first? Kenny caught the ball first, and then he almost got tackled, you know, fake pitched it, and then pitched it to Devontae, and then Devontae got it to KD, and then when KD got it, I was like, what I was thinking was, I was just like, just hit it, like, just go, like, forget it, don't try to pitch it to nobody else no more, just go. And so, like, you see, like, he's kind of looking to see if he wants to pitch it, and didn't really see nobody. Then when he turned it upfield, I started kind of walking with urgency down the sideline. Like, like, come on now. Like, do something for me now. Like, do something for me. And then I saw Gronk, like, trip. And then I started taking off. And they probably could have threw a penalty on, like, too many people on the field. I took off. I took off down the field because I knew he was strong. Like, that dude is freaking ridiculously fast, man. And I knew he was going to score. When I saw Gronk trip, I was like, it's a wrap.
And, bro, I play defense, yeah. So whenever we get in that pitchback situation, like, we were almost laughing defensively. But on offense, when you hear, and the story came out that the play call was Boise. When y'all offensively hear Boise, is it like a regular play where y'all like, okay, let's go stick this thing in? Or do y'all understand that, man, this is a double pitchback lateral play? This crap doesn't work.
Yeah, you know it's a pitchback lateral play. But you know one thing that I will say that I've noticed on those plays being, you know, in a couple of them, you know, in my career, every time we've had them when I've been on the team and we look back at it as an offense, we always have said there's a point where somebody gets a ball where they should have just tried to catch it because it's there. Because just like you said, like when you play defense, like, y'all are kind of laughing at it. So, like, y'all aren't really, like, the whole defense isn't really, like, kind of just pursuing one ball. There's a lot of guys separated because you know there's going to be a ball that's going to get picked. So, like I was saying earlier, what KD did a great job of is he just hit it. And Ted made a great block on, I think, McCourty. or no, Patrick Chung.
They wish McCourty was. Man. They wish McCourty was out there.
Right, and you know, he made a great block on Patrick Chung, man, and sprung KD loose, and then KD just hit it, and you know, I mean, Gronk wasn't expecting it to get to him. You know, Gronk was probably just like, you know, obviously, you know, they put him in for the Hail Mary situation.
Yeah.
Like, we know that. So, you know, Gronk's like, oh, they're doing a pitchback play. Like, well, it ain't going to get to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just going to stay back here.
And then
once it got to the point where KD got to him, it was like, oh, snap. That's why he tripped, because he wasn't ready. He wasn't ready. And then KD hit the burners on him. He wasn't ready for it. And then that's why he tripped.
Oh, you saw when the crap hit the fan for Gronk, when he started tripping over his own damn feet. That's when the crap hit the fan
for
him.
Wait a second. It's not supposed to get this far.
Yeah, 100%. That's when I knew we were going to score. It was, man, it's crazy. Every time I watch it, I still get the chills watching that, man. That was crazy.
Bryce Butler is with us. Dolphins wide receiver had a big touchdown Sunday against the Patriots. Your Twitter bio is awesome. It says wide receiver for the Miami Dolphins, who is pretty much still signed to another rookie deal. So still, don't ask me for nothing.
Don't ask me for nothing, man. I got nothing for you.
That's what we talk about it with Crowder here all the time. And you said like you had to get. I don't know, accustomed to saying no, right?
Oh, yeah. Bro, you go to those little symposiums. I retired like 7 years ago, but we go to them symposiums. Okay. They're trying to teach you how to say no. I said, y'all have trouble saying no? Hell, N-O. I ain't got nan dime. Go to hell. I'll tell them whatever it is, bro. I ain't going broke for nobody.
My dad played 12 years, man. So growing up, man, he had me right. He had me ready, man. As a young kid, like, look. If I ask you for money, don't give it to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, he's been, yeah. So, nah, I don't have a problem saying no at all. And it's funny, like, I had that Twitter bio like that. Me and my buddy, he's a big-time fashion designer out in New York. Shout out to Kirby or whatever. But we always go to Fashion Week in Paris in the summers together, right? So he has a little bit of money in his pocket. I got a little bit of money in my pocket. But anytime we ride on Ubers, I'm like, dog, like, we need to split this. Like, I'm not paying for, like, the Uber. Like, I'm not paying for everybody. Like, we all go in the same place. We need to split it. When we go to dinner, like, we need to split it. Like, I'm not paying $700, $800 for everybody to eat off my dime. Like, I like y'all. I don't like y'all that much. So, like, he would always, like, joke, like, man, this dude be penny pinching, man. Like, and I'm like, nah, like, you keep paying for everybody, you ain't going to have no money.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, and they ain't going to pay you back. I've never given money to somebody that they said they were going to pay me back for, and I've gotten paid back. So now, like, if I give you money, I'm expecting not to get it back. So I ain't giving too much money out because you don't pay me back.
It is amazing how similar you are to Crowder here, because Crowder's dad played in the league. You both are from Georgia, and you both have the same.
I went to North Springs. I went to Roswell my freshman year and then transferred because I got varsity blues. I had 200 yards rushing in the game, and they let the white boy score all the touchdowns. So I transferred to North Springs High School. But I want to ask you, bro, how the hell did you get from Norcross, Georgia? I dated a girl named Joy in Norcross. She was fine, but she had a big-ass head. And that's why I couldn't be with her, because I didn't want Maya to have a big head. I can have a bunch of big head children. But how did you get from Norcross to damn USC and San Diego State? That's crazy.
Oh, man. You know, I wanted to get far away from the crib, man. I wanted to do something different. I mean, at that time, you know, I was a big recruit. I wasn't humble at all by any means. I was like, man.
Neither was Crowder.
All y'all boys going to Georgia, and y'all think y'all cool. All right, I'm about to go to the best team in the league, and they're in California. And I'll holler at y'all later.
Oh, okay. it looked cockiness to the decision.
Yeah, it was like that. I ain't going to even lie to you. I needed some humble pie, and I got it when Lane Kiffin got there. I'll say that.
Yeah, that's the story. I've read it. Bryce Butler, Dolphins receiver, big touchdown Sunday. Hopefully you guys can keep up the winning ways this Sunday in Minnesota. Good luck, Bryce. Thanks for making time for us.
I appreciate you guys. I'll talk to you all soon.
Bryce Butler. He was fun. Somebody texted in, man, have this guy on again. He was fun.
Georgia boy.
That is amazing how similar. We can, the attitude on money, because you've said this to me before, too. If I give someone money, I don't expect to get it back, because I've been told too many times I've been told I'm going to pay you back, and you never get paid back.
Are we writing a contract with this? Oh, we're not. I'm trusting you. Okay, just keep it. No, bro, I got you, bro. I got you. No, just keep it. You okay? Don't worry about it. Don't call me no more, though.
His Twitter bio is wide receiver for the Miami Dolphins, who is pretty much still signed to another rookie deal, so don't ask me for nothing.
Got Nant dying. I like him. You know what? He's never going to eat cat food for dinner.
If he's going to Fashion Week, but then splitting the Ubers...
Never going to eat cat food.
He's not going to get Stanley Burrell'd.
It's some people going to be out there eating cat food.
He's
about
not
going
to be on Celebrity Net Worth next to MC Hammer.
People still call and ask me for money. Guys that made, I told you this story before. I'm not going to say the names on air, but there's guys that made more money than me that called me and asked for money now. Doubled my salary.
They're broke.
They don't got no, because they don't know how to say no. Hey, bro, I'm trying to put this restaurant together. Good luck.